can't believe it myself. Suddenly I'm up on top of the world. It should have been somebody.
This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time to grab your popcorn and your drink. Please take your seat and always silence your cell phones. The next showing of Place to Be Nation's Laugh-In Theater with Andy Atherton is about to begin.
Place to Be Nation, welcome back to the theater, the Laugh-In Theater, right here on the Place to Be Nation pop feed. I am your host, Andy Atherton, and thank you for joining us tonight. Tonight we have a really funny movie, like we always do, and we have a really funny guest. He is a very, very well-known guy here at Place to Be Nation. You can hear him on his own show, This Week in Sports. He often appears over on the wrestling feed on the Place to Be podcast when they do their pay-per-views as part of the Vintage Vault. Also on various and sundry Pop Goes the Movies. He's been on Great Debate. We're going to try to get him on Looking Forward, Looking Back. All kinds of fun shows. Mr. J. Arsenio D'Amato. John, how are you tonight, my friend?
Andy, I'm great. I'm enjoying a wonderful summer, and I really look forward to getting it in with you tonight.
That's right. We always like to get it in, get it on, whatever. And also, I forgot to add, John is part of the regular crew on the Year in Pop, hashtag Oldcast.
With right. 76 just dropped.
Yes, 76 just dropped. Hopefully it gets reposted, though, because we had a little clicks and pops. Don't know exactly what happened, but technical difficulties do come into play once in a while. But it's a great show, so give it a listen.
I'll repeat my one good joke of the day. Scotty was doing a Jiffy Pop popcorn. 1976 favorite. I'm sure 80% of the audience doesn't know what that is, so Google Jiffy Pop.
Yeah, I often make, so far, I often make jokes waiting to see if they'll get it. Like when you guys listen to the next Great Debate, I had, it's Scott Criscolo, Nick Duke, and Jordan Duncan, and one of the rapid fire round questions was less filling or tastes great. So I knew for sure that Scott would know. Nick is a little younger, and he knew because I think it was like his father or his uncle used to have it on or something like that. And Jordan, you know, is about in between, so he was well aware of it. So that's one of those stretches. Sometimes there are debates I do on that show on the Facebook page that I'm just waiting for one of them youngins to say, "What are you doing?"
It saddens me so much when somebody doesn't get like a 70s or 80s reference. There was like some big game or something, and I posted, well, the game's not over yet. It wasn't over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor. And somebody in their 20s, corrected me and said, it wasn't the Germans, the Japanese that bombed Pearl Harbor. I was like, yes, you're very smart, thank you, but you're not smart enough to watch one of the greatest comedies of all time.
Yeah, no, age is not an excuse. Somebody needs to have shown you that movie. I mean, like, literally, like there are so many movies I'm going to show my kids just to, because they don't know things, you know, and they're like, you need to watch this movie, because this is like a rite of passage to know this. Like, I'm probably going to sit down with my daughter. My daughter's going to be a senior in high school, so we're going to be watching all those college movies. Basically, I'm going to tell her at the end, I'm going to say, you do any of that, and I kill you. But, you know, just to get her up to speed on what could happen in those movies, which is, it's kind of made up, but kind of not. You know, I remember a debate I put up. It was Scooby-Doo knockoffs. It was Jabberjaw versus Speed Buggy. And somebody in our chats was like, you're making this up. I'm like, I wish I could. So, John, so let's get to know you a little bit better here on Life of the Year. I mean, I know you. We've hung out a couple times. We got to partake WrestleMania. We had a great time at NXT TakeOver 25. You had your solo cup going for the Street Profits winning their tag team titles down in NXT. So you've been around Place to Be Nation for quite a while. I mean, before I actually became part of this wonderful group, you know, I would listen to the Place to Be podcast. I remember hearing you a lot on the show. So how did you really get involved with Scott and Justin and everybody?
Well, I hate to repeat stories, so also tune into the luscious Talk and Pop with Jenny and Tim. They got a lot out of me on there.
Well, you can give us over here. We'll take the Reader's Digest version.
Of course. The clip. Yeah, just basically I stumbled. Onto them through the history of WWE. I was on that site toiling away in my last few work years. I would be on that site for hours a day when I was supposed to be working, and then they pushed the podcast, and I didn't even this was the infancy, the early earlier part of the decade. I didn't even really know what a podcast was, so I'm like, what the hell is this, and who are these guys talking about, 80s pay-per-view? I'm like, this is right up my alley. I'm like, I didn't know there were any other world that actually talk about 80s. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
We'll edit that. Yeah, let's not.
Nobody's
offended. Yeah.
Yeah. Things happen.
Like, these guys. I'm like, I gotta get to know these guys. So I listened to every episode, and sooner or later on the Facebook page, we just started, becoming friends, and talking about sports. We had a lot of same interests and stuff, and eventually we met for the great, the first WrestleMania, which was 29 at MetLife, and we met, and we've just been friends ever since. And because it's kind of weird, because I'm in my advanced age, and I always say when people ask me, who are your friends? You have a lot of friends. I'm like, listen, I'm getting older. I'm trying to get rid of the few friends I have left. So
yeah,
I can count my good friends on one hand, but thanks to this, it's like I met so many great people, and you too, Andy.
Yeah.
It was a pleasure, hanging, and now I'm open to to making more friends. I've met so many people. It's just so great. So
yeah,
let's get the sentimental crap out.
Yeah, I get that. It's a great group. I really appreciate Scott kind of bringing me into the fold. I know Scott for years, not all that well. I mean, he knows one of my best friends. They knew each other from college. He was friends with one of somebody's brothers, college roommate, whatever crap. And we actually been working in the same building for years. And we would have these wrestling chats in the hallway or in the stairwell, just like, hey, did you watch it? Yeah, kind of thing. And then he's like, listen to my podcast. I'm like, yeah, I listen. And then, I was like, I'm going to do this. Finally, I started writing for the site, and I'm like, fine, I'm just going to do this. I'm just going to pull off the Band-Aid, and I did. And it's very addicting. This is my third podcast in a row, actually, this week. So I love it to death, and the people I've met and become friends with has been, so rewarding. You can't pay me to do this, because it's like, this has been, the best part of it. So also, you have a great show, This Week in Sports, with the Cowboy, Roger Morissette. You guys are probably the two of them.
Yeah, Roger's still recovering from Vegas. And,
yeah, it's an earthquake.
We might not get back until NFL preseason, but we're going to try to have an NBA offseason or touch on some baseball. But yeah, we'll get in there. But once football starts, we'll be
yeah, that's your sweet spot, actually, because
formally, just to bring back we were talking about making friends and stuff, I just want to share something. When I was talking to Peter on WrestleMania weekend, the great Peter Winston, from Greetings from Allentown, mm-hmm. it was very touching when he said that it was a great bunch of guys, and he met, because also he met some similar people at a U2 concert, and it was a U2 group, and he kind of said that it was kind of disappointing, and how great, and also reiterated how much greater wrestling fans are to hang out, which is so awesome, and I love it, because wrestling fans have a stigma of not being too smart, being kind of a loserish in life, and et cetera. But I've met nothing but winners through this group. From wrestling.
Yeah,
fans.
My mutual friend with Chris Golo, the thing that how we became friends was we were wrestling fans. I think we were sophomores in high school. And that was one of the things we were talking about. We were wrestling, and just started watching shows with him and going over to his house, and it was so much fun. Yeah, I've been to more pay-per-views with him than anybody in my life. So it was tremendous. I miss him to death. Actually, I got to see him a week and a half ago. He moved to Alabama a couple of years ago. So shout out to my friend Steve, who hopefully will listen to these one of these days. So. Johnny, you are one of the my favorite people here at Place to Be Nation. I've had a lot of great guests on this show, and you were on the top of my list. And I reached out, and what movie did you pick for us to watch tonight?
I picked 40-Year-Old Virgin.
That's right, from 2005. How come you went with that title?
Well, we'll peel back the curtain a little. I think I had a couple others that were more old school, mm-hmm. that were age appropriate, but I think they were taken by more higher ranking members of the Place to Be Nation. Once right now you're at the mid card level. You hit all the main eventers, and I guess you're on the mid card jobber second season.
We're heating you up for a push, Johnny.
Nah, that's okay. I'm just happy that anybody wants to talk to me. But yeah, season one's going great. But like it's hard when people ask me, like top 10 movies or comedies. 4-Year-Old Virgin is definitely up there too, with like Caddyshack and mm-hmm. And others that you've done. So mm-hmm. there's no complaints here. And also came at a time where comedies kind of like revived. In the early 2000s,
yeah.
I call it the Apatow trifecta, with Knocked Up and Superbad. They mm-hmm. really brought comedies back at this time. And also, this is around the time of Hangover and Sarah Marshall, a couple of the great ones that you've been doing. And also, I picked it because at that time in my life, I was almost 40. I was 38, 39, and when the movie came out, of course, I got a lot of flack from guys at work saying, "This is your life story and everything because of my non-success with the opposite sex, shall we say?" it's well known, and it's a running joke, which I deal with it. I take the L on that. It's all good. It's all fun and everything. So that's another running gag that this was, when this was coming out, it's like, this is pretty much my life story. and as we'll get to it, there's a lot of things that I can relate to and are a part of my life, which we'll get to.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys can relate to things in this movie. A lot of people said, my name is Andy, the main character's Andy, so I hear that sometimes. So you saw this in the theater, I guess, when it came out?
Oh, no, this was, sure. This was like, first day or first weekend mm-hmm. One of those movies that I make time, and I definitely went out.
Yeah, that was, this was like,
I seen it the first weekend. Yeah.
Yeah, this was like Carell's really big breakout, I think. I think he had done a couple of things beforehand. I didn't really watch The Office. I don't remember if The Office was on, probably on around this time, maybe started. And then he had been in, I think it was Bruce Almighty had a small part. And he was kind of like the douche in that movie. This was really his breakout, I think. Anchorman probably came out around this time. So you said Apatow. It's like Apatow crew was out. The Frat Pack, which was like, Vince Vaughn, Owen Wilson, Luke Wilson, Favreau. All those guys started really hitting on all cylinders. Yeah, I was very happy you picked this movie. This is a tremendous movie. Very quotable. Some of them we may not repeat on the show, especially how do I know you're so and so? We might not talk about that one in depth, but we're gonna have a lot of fun with this show.
Yeah, and that's another thing we're gonna get into because this is right now. Apatow, his daughter, he wants his daughter to be a big actor, and his wife is also in the business, and mm-hmm. with his daughter, so he's kind of and he's also gotten into politics, so. Today he wouldn't make this. He wouldn't make anything close to this movie. So this is a good period to enjoy it while he can, because he became a little more politically correct in his later years.
Times have changed. a lot of people they would be protesting this movie with some of this stuff they do. But so we're going to start the movie in a minute. We're going to talk though a little bit about Place to Be Nation. We got a lot of great stuff. We got two great feeds. We had the wrestling feed, which, Johnny, you are quite often featured on the Place to Be podcast. Check out those vintage vaults. Where are you guys? You're at the getting to the end of 89, right? I think that's where the boys are. November 89 house show, I think, is next. I think.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you did SummerSlam recently. You have Survivor Series.
After a little recess, they're going to get back at it, and we'll have a Survivor Series coming up by the end of July.
Awesome, awesome. And then also there's Main Event with Scott, Nate, and Steve Willey, plus all kinds of fun shows like Row 1C1 with Ben Zanny. You got the Monday Night Wars show, which is, I'm trying to remember the name of it, I believe it is called Wrestling War Zone with Justin and Chad, and you also have Talking WCW, and that's got Jenny, Greg, and Tim. And over here on the Pop Feed, we have comic shows, we have Marvel Age, we have the Hard Traveling Fanboys, we have DC For You, we have music shows with like Songs with Friends, Sunday Groove. My other shows, Great Debate, Urine Pop, which you hear Johnny on quite often, and every episode so far, has been kind enough to grace us with his presence throughout the 70s. And also, what else we have? Looking Forward, Looking Back, and Pop Goes the Movies. Johnny, you did a very awesome Pop Goes the Movies with Scott. You guys did Rocket Man.
Yes, sir. And at the end of the month, Mr. Tarantino's coming out with a new movie, and I got to get Mr. Criscolo in the theater. I'll be there the first night. I got to get Mr. Criscolo in that quick.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to do something. We're going to do something on Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yes, a lot of fun. So, yeah, I highly suggest listening to that because it's going to be a lot of fun. And you know what else is a lot of fun? The Greatest Song of the 80s tournament. It's back, and we're powering through. So as of this recording, we're recording this on Monday, July 9th. We are into the fourth of eight brackets. So we're almost halfway through the first round. Johnny and I are going to go through the brackets going up live on July 10th. So those polls will probably be closed by the time you listen to this, but we're going to give our picks anyway. What the hell? So let's see. We got a matchup. It's Mad About You by Miss Belinda Carlisle against I Won't Back Down by Tom Petty. What do you say, Johnny?
That's a slam dunk. Tom Petty is one of my top three, four, five, whatever. It's tough with rankings, but I won't back down all the way.
Yeah, I love that. That's a great song. And then we got Opposites Attract by Paula Abdul versus Hungry Like the Wolf by Duran Duran.
I'll let you.
I'm going Duran Duran. That's probably their most popular song, I think.
Me too.
Yeah. I mean, I saw Paula actually recently at a venue you just visited, the Wall Street Theater.
Yes. Great theater.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I was there with my girlfriend and her best friend. We saw Paul Abdul. It was a lot of fun that night. Let's see. We got Purple Rain by Prince versus Poison by Alice Cooper.
Oh, my God. Do we even need to?
I mean,
that's Purple Rain. Come on.
Yeah, this is one area.
That might be unanimous.
Yeah. Well, somebody's always going to go in and vote just to screw things up so nobody gets unanimous. We got Turning Japanese by The Vapors versus A View to a Kill by Duran Duran.
A tough one, but that's not one of my top Duran songs, so I'll go with the Turning Japanese.
I actually love that, A View to a Kill. One of my favorite.
That's one of your top ones, okay.
Yeah, well, I mean, probably. I would say top five Duran Duran songs to me. I'm going to go with that. I mean, Turning Japanese is an iconic 80s song. One-hit wonder, but those are getting knocked out left and right in this tournament. Like, the outfield got knocked out, Till Tuesday's out.
Just like our boy, Mr. Sherman. I'm a big Duran Duran guy. But I kind of like some of their under the radar hits, like Come Undone and Union of the Snake are a couple of my faves, which I don't even think are in the tournament.
Yeah, I don't think Union of the Snake made it. Come Undone, I think, actually came out in the 90s. No?
Right.
Yeah.
No, I think you're right.
Yeah.
You're right, yeah.
Okay, we got Love My Way by the Psychedelic Furs versus Any Way You Want It by Journey.
Oh, that's a tough one. That's a tough one.
Love My Way would do well against 80% of the songs in this tournament, but not this one. I think Journey is going to take it. And then we have Take My Breath Away by Berlin versus Tell Her About It by Billy Joel, Scott and G's guy.
I think Billy's going to have to take an L here.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, I mean, there's backlash against Take My Breath Away, so.
There aren't too many Top Gun guys?
A lot of people like that, you know. But we'll see, I mean, you know, it all depends on the voting, you know. It hasn't been so easy to predict. Like, I didn't think Hold On Loosely was going to knock out, what the hell did it knock out?
Maniac.
I thought Maniac was going to go far. That was kind of an upset, in my opinion. So, go on, like the Facebook page for the Greatest Song of the 80s tournament. We're powering through the first round. If you haven't been voting up to now, don't worry. There's plenty of tournament to go. Trust me. We're going to be doing this probably till October, I think. I haven't really plotted out the whole thing. But, so check it out and like it, vote, and just have a little fun. All right. All that stuff out of the way. Johnny, you ready to start a movie?
Let's do this.
All right. So for those of you at home, if you want to watch along with John and I, we are watching this on Netflix. We are about pause about the on the counter. It says about 10 seconds or 155, 58 or so left to go in the movie. So are you ready, John?
Yes,
sir.
On
my count. Ready? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hit play now.
Yes, sir.
All right. Rated R. Pervasive sexual content, language, and some drug use. And we got the Universal logo coming up.
Underrated soundtrack, too, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully we'll have heard a song or two by this point on the show. I'm going to add it later on.
Sometimes living the life of illusion. There's Andy Boy.
There he is.
Hey, already the first comparison, 7 a.m. That's my wake-up time right now. Midnight to 7 is my sleep time. He wakes up with a nice boner. There's another comparison. When you're frustrated and there's a lack of, wake up with that morning wood.
Hard to aim sometimes with that sucker, though.
Yeah, that feeling where you got to take a pee and it can't come out because of all the blood engorged in his schwanz there. He's having no issues there. Oh, God.
He's leaning forward. Trying to, like...
Hey, Carell's getting his work out. That's another thing that is kind of different. Like, instead of making, like, the virgin, like, schlubby, like, Carell's in good shape.
Yeah. Yeah, he's doing all those typically, you know, he's got a Thigh Master. It looks like this guy buys everything seen on TV.
Yeah. Makes his little omelet, eats healthy, yeah.
He's got his bacon, his melon. Very neat. And all those action figures everywhere, too. And he's got his bike tucking the pants in so he doesn't get stuck.
And then his neighbors are great. An old black couple, always breaking his balls.
Yeah, that guy's from a movie. He's from something. I forgot what he's from.
One of the first ones. That guy needs to get laid. And she said, "Tell me something I don't know."
Yeah, well, I'll tell you. You're gonna get. What is this woman talking about here? He says that later, I think.
Andy's got like a little girl's bike, biking his way to work. It shows you that he's not the average alpha male, obviously. Heading into smart tech. Andy walking at the smart tech.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And here it is, Jane Lynch. Oh my God. he gets bombarded with a girl with a nice rack. And he says, "I'm not a single person." And of course, there is Romany Malco.
Yes.
One of the underrated stars of this movie. He's amazing in this.
Yeah.
Jay, Romany Malco. Mm-hmm. Is such a great cast. And there is Michael McDonald.
That we hear all through the damn movie.
We'll come back to that. The famous Michael McDonald video.
Taking it to the street.
Here it is, Seth Rogen. Mm-hmm. Right off the bat, this opening scene is just tremendous for you. Rogen's talking about his weekend at Tijuana, and you know, we thought it would be cool. It's
check out one of the shows.
Yeah, it's a woman fucking a whore. We think it's gonna be awesome, man. It is not. It's not as cool as it sounds. It's kind of gross. And this is, you think a woman fucking a horse, and it's a woman fucking a horse. And the horse is really giving it to her. And to be honest, I felt bad for her, and I kind of felt bad for the horse. Incredible, man.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And he's talking about his weekend.
His egg salad sandwich.
I got a dozen eggs. Look at Rogan's face is just priceless. The 3.5 hours making the mayonnaise, the onions, the paprika.
All the accoutrements.
Fucking Rogan's face. I didn't have any bread.
Those are pretty good. Yeah. Sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, cool.
This is Rogan's first big roles, too.
Oh, look at that. Well, yeah, when Rogan does the gun to the head with the blood coming out, and here it is.
And Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd, another stud.
Yeah.
Just nothing but studs in here.
Yeah, I can't believe Ant-Man.
First time away, I wake up, I came to this door, and I feel confident to say to you that if you don't take this Michael McDonald that you've been playing for 2 years straight off, I'm going to kill everyone in this store and put a bullet in my brain.
Anything. Just play anything. I'd rather watch Beautician and the Beast. Fran
Drescher.
Fran Drescher, Timothy Dalton vehicle.
I'm happy to listen to Michael McDonald. If I hear Yamo be there, I'm going to Yamo blur in this place to have the ground. And he goes, oh, fuck you.
The big sneeze. How about Andy? Nah, come on, man.
Yeah, they need a guy for poker, yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody was asking me to play poker today, ironically.
Another Andy.
Yeah. The comparisons just keep flying. You can't even make them up.
Come on, we just want to play some charts. I don't want to end up in a creepy lampshade apartment. Why? Do we have to unload the Sony truck? It clearly shows that they never talk to him in the store.
Yeah, like Rudd, Romani, and Rogan, they're like the cool guys at the job, whatever. And
mm-hmm.
Always coordinate the events. And
it's just messing with them.
Yeah.
And they play in the store, which is kind of cool. They used to do that at a bowling alley I worked at. We used to do after hours. The big time guys would show up like right before the bowling alley closed and hang around, and they would do pots, like $50-$100 a game. And they would I was working there. They would throw me money just to stick around in case one of the machines went down.
So nice.
I was a pin chaser in those days. Amazingly, I can't fix a car, but I can fix a bowling pin machine. Yeah, now Andy's like kind of cleaning them up.
Man, they all got beers. Andy's got his little orange soda, and then Mooj is playing another great character.
Yes,
the Indian guy Mooj, always cursing.
Yeah, fuck you, kiss my ring. See you tomorrow. Why always tell me to fucking go, man? And, you know, Jay's starting to, you know, talk about his indiscretions on his girlfriend.
Yeah. Typical guy talk about women, and Andy's just kind of like shaking his head saying, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's trying to sit around.
Fucking Rogan's talking about some girl's titties and
I love the way Rogan tells a story too. So all of his characters, you know, he's like, yeah, I'm sitting there, I'm with this dog, and you see Andy like just laughing to like stick along, and then Rudd who's hung up over Amy, not for nothing. Amy turns out to be a Mindy Kaling. I don't get it.
Yeah,
I don't understand what people love about her. I don't think she's all that.
This is something I can relate to too in my 20s and 30s. Just being in guy conversations where guys exaggerate about chicks and stuff like that.
Yeah,
or they're talking about it from their perspective, mm-hmm. and you never know what the woman's thinking about all this.
Yeah, 2 years, man. You broke up 2 years later. You need to get past that. No, no, no ass. It's worth thinking that much about. Now, you got to tell us a real sex story. And then he ain't got no stories.
I'm a gentleman. I don't kiss and tell. Jay's like, tell the nasty shit you ever do.
He's trying to bullshit his way out of it to no avail.
That fucking sweater. Oh, my God. Sweater.
She was a freak. She just loved to get down. They're all like, yeah. You're
going to tell us all the time. She was like, ooh, me so horny.
That's a song that should have made the tournament. I think we overlooked that. Didn't that come out in the 80s, Two Live Crew?
Yeah. She loved the dirty talk.
Yeah. Let's screw.
Yeah, I want to fuck. Oh, me so horny. Me love you long times.
Yeah, describe what they taste like.
Great tits. Here's where we...
Or the long National Geographic nipples.
The Stevie Wonders, the Bumpy Brown nipples, the Stevie Wonders. And there's where he drops it. A woman's breast, it feels like a bag of sand.
Bag of sand. Yeah, that's where they're like...
Starting to expose himself, yeah.
Yeah, as full of shit. He's like, why don't we just play cards?
Yeah, and they're like, they stop that.
Touching God's balls in Hebrew school. It's
yeah, now they're trying to.
You borked?
They're trying to find out if he's gay and.
And they finally asked the big question. That's you're a virgin.
Yep. They figured him out.
Yeah.
He still doesn't want to admit it, but they pretty much figured it out.
Mm-hmm. Think the from now on your dick is my dick. I mean he kind of takes this a little hard. Like, he could have, you know.
Yeah.
You know, he actually is hanging out with people like, you know, friends. You know, me so horny, no, me so stupid.
Yeah, work friends. That's another thing I can relate to. Like, you know, when I was suffering through all my, pains with women, whatever, and the guys would give you, they meant well, but they would give you some horrible advice, you know? It's very rare you get good advice from your work friends or your guy friends on mm-hmm. women, because the bottom line is they really don't want you to get a better woman than they got, so it's tough. You know?
He walks in the next day like, oh my God, are they gonna like make fun of me in the store?
Yeah, no, they're actually cool. They're just like business as usual. You know?
Like, what's up? This guy.
Here it is. You know, this, I think, is that the actor that...
Yes.
Yeah, that actually got convicted for murder or something.
Murdered his girlfriend,
the guy,
yeah.
The guy that plays Aziz, yeah.
Yeah. And then there's Jay up on the couch saying,
yeah.
Someday you nuts going to be drained.
There it is, Mooj, Andy. Not everybody is a pussy magnet. What are you, 25? It's like 40. It's like, holy shit, man. You got to get on that.
It's about passion.
It's not about the rusty trombone.
It's about love.
It's about love. It's not about the cock and balls. This fucking guy moves. He's a...
Butthole pleasures.
And Andy's like, no, it's so not about butthole pleasure, so deadpan. The Cincinnati bow tie.
Oh my, it is a different movie watching this with the subtitles on.
Yeah.
Party's over. Let the virgin get back to work.
That's it. You're going running out.
Yeah.
David Rudd's got to chase him down. Yeah.
I hate that. You feel like crap when somebody runs away like that. We had that one time happen with a pledge. we weren't even being that bad to him.
Yeah, he's going to quit. He's going to snitch on us. I respect women. I love women. I respect them so much that I completely stay away from them. Yeah, that's one of my...
one of your mantras? Life,
I respect them so much I completely stay away from them.
Yeah, he's painting his things there. And
he's playing the trombone, ironically, the tuba. There it is. Yo, my pretty ladies around the world got a weird thing.
He's wearing Iron Man, reading Iron Man Hulk. Yeah, whenever I hear that actually word up, I think of this movie.
Yeah. Oh, pretty lady.
Around the world.
David Rudd is actually being kind of a good friend here. He's just like, or pretending to. Probably just being nosy that he can't figure it out. He's just trying to figure out how this grown man could still be a virgin.
Yeah, it's cool though, is that as this movie goes along, these guys actually get really tight, which is cool.
Yeah.
I mean, Rudd's character's got his own issues, being hung up on Amy for like 2 years.
Yeah. Yeah, he's one of those girlfriend guys that can't, you know, that falls apart when he doesn't have a girlfriend.
Yeah. Kind of codependent.
Yeah.
And they only went out for 4 months, and yeah, he's taking him two years to get over it.
It was the greatest thing of my life. Until she went down on this guy in an escalator.
Wow, I gotta really time my drinks better. I almost spit all over my back.
She's dating this pot dealer.
I gotta give her space. Gotta respect it. She wants to be an immature little bitch and blow everybody. Fine, that's love, man.
Sounds horrible.
You call a bunch of times, lose weight, you're trying to email her, then they move, they change their email. That's just love. It was funny. I think when this movie was coming out, they were on the Michael Kay show. They were saying like, "Ooh, that poster kind of looks like somebody." You ever notice who Andy kind of looks like in the poster? He looks like a Mad Dog Russo.
Oh,
yeah. Now all he sees is sex everywhere he goes.
Yeah, so nothing but titties and
eruption.
Eruption. The ad says, "You know you want it." Eruption.
I got ants in my pants, and I need to dance.
Poor guy. That's what it's like in the summer in New York, boys. Yeah. Jesus Christ, it's rough. Working in a city, no joke. On a train, everything is just nothing but tits in your face and.
Oh yeah.
Oof. A
couple of dogs up it.
Yeah.
You're kind of like, what the hell is that? That's a little Yorkie humping a basset hound.
Yeah, like three times the size. It's like Drake Maverick and hooking up with Nia Jax or something.
Now he's having a flashback.
Yeah, Andy's flashback to when the last time. Oh man, this girl got a mouthful of braces, and she's gonna give him a blow in. I don't think that worked out too well. Now this other girl's gonna suck on his toe, and that's not gonna work out too well too.
Yeah, this chick's actually one of Apatow's like regulars. She was in Forgetting Sarah Marshall and some other things. Oh, God.
I hate that.
Yeah, get that. I can't even look at this.
I'm not a foot freak. Yeah, no. That's so nasty.
No, and he fucking kicks her in the nose.
Yeah, you broke my nose.
You're terrible at this.
Yeah, she's yelling at him.
Yeah, stay away from the feet. And back in the store, of course, Michael McDonald's playing.
Ain't no mountain. Oh, they're getting ready for a big Friday night out at the club.
Is my shirt too yellow?
What's Curious going to look like in real life? Okay. This is obviously L.A. This not the... Every time the guys would say, hey, we're going to get you laid, or we're going to find you a girl and take me out, it would be a friggin' sausage fest.
Yeah.
It would never be a club like this where...
No.
Where there's nothing but ladies. It would be fucking nothing but dicks.
Well, you need to find yourself some drunk chick. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You want them vomiting the hair, broken heel? He's got, you know, you take him out, you got to look for the wounded zebra. That's what you got to look for. You got to be that lion. You're like, oh, yeah, there's a zebra with the lip. I'm going after
him. A wounded gazelle.
Tackle that gazelle.
Tackle the gazelle, yeah.
Tackle them drunk bitches.
I'm always constantly in search for that wounded gazelle.
He's like, it doesn't feel right. Of course it doesn't feel right. It's what felt right hasn't worked. You need to try some wrong.
Fucking Jay is incredible.
These are some ass awesome wingmen, though. And then they find, like, a bachelor party. That's like shooting fish in a bucket. Bachelor parties.
Yeah, that's... Is that Apatow's wife?
Yeah, that's right.
Leslie, with the...
Leslie Mann, yeah.
The red-pink wig, yeah.
And all the, you know, the...
Jay's got a nice dildo there that he's using as a phone, and, yeah.
Look, it's Dr. Seuss's penis. I really mean this. Anyway, what's some penis cake? Betty Cocker.
Hey, everybody's vibing with the bachelor party except for Rudd, Dave. He's like...
Yeah, they're all dressed up. Yeah, bachelor parties, ugh, they don't give a crap when they go out. They just want to drink and do whatever.
Yeah.
When I was a DJ and a bartender, they used to come in and be like, oh boy, here we go.
Yeah, slop tarts.
Yeah.
There's a Leslie Mann's getting real sloppy right now.
Mm-hmm.
Looks cute, though.
Yeah. She is cute. I mean.
Oh, very. Damn. Grabbing Andy's butt.
Your hands on my belt. I love that. Your hands on my belt.
Yeah, this is out of Andy's league, but.
And
she's sloppy drunk. Though.
She's like, I mean, how many drinks did she have? Before. Right now, we just sort of do like five shots in a row. She's like, yeah.
The way she's throwing him down, it reminds me of somebody.
She's like, you want to drive? No, I have a bike. So
I'll just suck it up.
Oh, in her PT Cruiser.
No, I didn't have anything. He's got to blow into it in order for her to start the car. Oh, my gosh. This is another thing that would be a little rough today.
Was this the Ridge recommended I get one?
Making a joke out of drunk driving, that would be another, that's another reference.
Yeah, there's lots of inappropriateness.
Yeah.
She's got a little, Missy Elliott playing.
Yeah, yeah. Get your freak on. Get your freak on. Yeah.
and PT Cruisers were like the thing at that time, back in 2005.
Yep, and Leslie Mann singing it with the, and she drops the N-word. And
you're the bitch. What's your name again, Andy? Let me tell you something, Andy. Don't ever be named Dan.
Dan rhymes with man. A men jerk off. Jesus, yeah.
Andy's like crapping himself right now.
Yeah, I'm not feeling this. It's not funny taking a drunk driving. It's not one of my favorite scenes. Making a joke out of almost hitting drunk driving, people get killed and stuff.
Yeah. So he almost throws up. I must have had some bad selfish sandwich. Yeah. Oh, that tasted like selfish.
Yeah, nothing kills the mood like when you think you scored and you got to get that drunk chick after a third drink. Once in a 4 or 5, once it's in puke mode, that's
yeah. Then you're like,
that's a game changer. You got to get it right before puke mode. Man. When she's in that mode, that she'll lose all her inhibitions. But
that's a small window.
Yeah.
Because when you're at that, when they get to that point. You know, the drinks go down way too easy.
Yeah.
So it goes from, like, drunk and inhibitions lower to drunk, I'm sloppy, I'm going to throw up. I'm just like, and she's like swiping all these cars. Yeah. It's like, get off the wheel. You're not going to get in my pants after like that.
Yeah, and that's another thing. Chicks get the hunger pains after they've been doing nothing but drinking. And
she finally hits a car.
Yeah.
That fucker came out of nowhere. Everybody hits somebody always says that, even if you're drunk or not.
She's cute with that hat though. Jesus. Yeah. And that sloppy ass.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the rough one. Yeah.
And then she pukes out.
That was pink. Yeah.
He just sitting there with the puke on.
That was all liquid, man. He was lucky there was no chunks. That was just a purple milkshake. She's like, at least I don't have to work out tomorrow.
Did you have a daiquiri? Yeah, I thought you might.
Oh, my God. Back at the store, they're just they're breaking their lightsabers. And they're laughing at Andy, man.
Yeah, the lightsabers, yeah. Now Jay's kind of explaining the rules.
But you should probably drive. I drive a bicycle. Schwinn fucking Armstrong. Everyone rides a bike when they're 6, yeah.
Oh, it's the start of the pussy on a pedestal.
You're putting the pussy on a pedestal, yeah. So this...
I think you're right. I'm putting it
on a pedestal. I am putting the pussy on a pedestal.
Pussilia.
I don't want to say the word anymore. Pussy. Oh, dude, new pants. He cracks the lightsaber right on his new pants.
And in comes this, what's her name again? It's
Catherine Keener.
Oh, yeah. I always thought she was a...
She's Milfy. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely Milfy. Great personality, like extremely outgoing. Pretty eyes.
Trish. He's like, yeah. Andy's not even a salesman, but she's trying to buy a VCR and
and Paul is like, what the hell? And they're like, nope.
Andy recommends the VCR DVD combo. That shows you how dated this movie.
Yeah. Yeah, I never had one of those. So you could definitely see, like, you know, the awkwardness on both sides. When eBay first really started coming up, right? eBay was really at early heights of popularity then.
Yeah, the sell you stuff on eBay store. Yeah,
yeah, that's actually based on a real story, I think. That's a funny scene we're going to get to later.
Oh, with Jonah Hill.
Yeah. Why do you have a store? I don't know.
Andy's breaking the rules.
I don't want to look like a crazy person who's trying to steal all your shit. And she's totally flirting with him. Like, gives him the digits and everything. He has no idea what the hell's going on.
So. He actually showed a little game there. He wasn't like acting like desperate. He was just acting like
he was just being himself.
Yeah.
See, and all the boys took care of him too. They all like let him out there. See. He's like, see, you still mad at me?
He's hugging him going, you got a number. We're going to celebrate. And Jay's always looking for a reason to celebrate.
These guys must make good money at Smart Tech.
And,
they're always out drinking.
I think no matter what job, you just go off for drinks at least a couple times a week. No matter what job you have.
When should I call her? Oh, you don't want to do that. When are the next Olympics? Hood rats.
Yeah, you got to run through them. Once you slay like 20, 30, then you're ready to go to the upper echelon type hood.
My uncle used to drive a hole runner.
You're going to be so bad at sex, you don't want to have sex with someone you like. You want to have sex with hood rats first.
He'll be mediocre at best. Probably still pretty bad. Oh, man, I remember having nights like this when I was in my younger days. They just start drinking.
Yeah. Talking about chicks and drinking, that's it.
Let's go around the horn.
Yeah.
And you do what we used to call them? We used to call it chandelier. A ladder. That you couldn't stop drinking. You couldn't stop drinking until the person next to you stopped drinking.
Oh gosh.
Oh god, and they're sitting there doing, what were they doing? Boilermakers over there, Dr. Peppers? Smoking the weed out of an apple.
Yeah, apple bong. Oh yeah. God.
Yeah, that's '80s, right there, early '90s.
'70s, yeah. I'm shy. I'm trying to pee outside. Andy can't pee in public. I'm shy. I love there's like a restaurant right there.
I'm peeing in public. And they lock him in the thing with porno.
Porn playing on Priceless. There's some big titty lady porn playing on the friggin' on like 100 inch screen. And they locked him in there. Oh, God. Back to Andy's little kitchen making breakfast. He's looking at the chick's number. This is something we all relate to. You do the practice call. You're like, hey, I'm going to call her.
And you're like, you hang up. Like, right back then, not everybody had cell phones and caller ID. He's like, yeah, nope.
Man, I've done that move about 100 times. No.
Oh, I love the scene. Jenny and I talked about this on Freak Out Driving because this is the movie we watched.
Dawn of the Dead, man.
Oh, is Paula back? She's not here. We're not allowed to watch this.
Is Paula like the only boss? That's about the only one they look for. Otherwise, they just run rampant.
Yeah.
There's like no second.
Oh my god!
Yeah, Jay's freaking out. The blood just squirted.
Very stereotypical.
Yeah, Jay talking. He'd be the one talking in the theater. Yeah.
He's like, "Am I attractive?" Yeah. Well, you gotta you gotta work at it, man. You think this was an accident? You're like a diamond in the rough.
that whole Teen Wolf thing. You got this is where he convinces him to shave his chest to get waxed.
Oh, God. I love that scene. Bitch, get out the room.
Bitch, get out the room.
Oh, here they go.
Boy. They're going to get waxed. There it is.
And it's and it's totally real, too. All Jedi. I love this. I love, what is it, Chuki, whatever her name is. Take off your shirt. We're going to need more wax and cancel all my appointments. Oh, here we go. You ever get waxed?
No, sir.
No, neither have I. I don't have enough hair to get waxed. I like your sweater. Is that coming in a V-neck?
I do manscape, though.
You gotta manscape.
I don't know. It's questionable. Some guys do, some don't.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's just your job. Oh, no.
I had to put that on. I gotta play the audio from this part of the movie.
Yeah.
It looks sexy, though. Yeah, it looks really good. Whew. It looks fantastic. Okay.
Wow, I didn't expect that at all. I really didn't.
Yeah, those hairs are probably pretty deep.
Ready? Yep.
It's me.
Such a motherfucker! You shit animal! I hate you!
And their reactions, I love Paul Rudd.
Just watch the first one. That's great, man.
Yeah, he'll be at Rudd's laughing for real.
Yeah.
Asshole!
Wow,
I'm sorry. I really
don't
swear.
You know what? You know,
I got a weak stomach. That's all I can do.
Jay's like, I'm out of here.
Jay? Beat up, man. Did you guys?
He went to throw up.
In
the asshole.
Cocksucker, motherfucker! You pulled on two!
You pulled on two!
Three! Three! Mama! No, Gary Johnson.
Even she's laughing.
Stop smiling, you jerk.
What's that?
You pussy.
No, you're doing the nipple.
You're gonna do the nipple. Not the nipple.
Nipple fucker.
Hold my goddamn hand, man.
Jay, hold my hand.
Do it. Just hold. Okay. Here
and you
go.
See the blood coming out and everything.
Poor bastard.
Yep. 1, 2, 3. Nipple fuck. Nipple fuck. Oh, Mika, you should burn in hell. Okay. All right. No, seriously, I think
I'm done. I think I'm done here. I'm good.
Oh my god.
This is not a good
look for me.
You look like a man lantern. Thank you very much. And you see him walking in the blood.
The walkout with the bloody nipples on
the shirt.
Prices.
He's got his Charlie Harper shirt on right there. he looks like 2 and a half men.
The 2 and a half men shirt. Prices with the bloody nipples. You can't make it up. He's like, these fucking guys are ruining my life.
I thought you were born or like a serial killer. I tell you though, I'm watching this now. I'm like looking in the background. There are hot women all over this movie. I mean,
yeah.
And there, Elizabeth Banks.
Oh my God, Elizabeth Banks.
This is one of her first roles, too.
Yes. Oh, yes. There's something wrong with her underwear. Yeah, it's not in my mouth. Yes.
You know, you got to plant a lot of seeds.
Elizabeth Banks, yes. appropriately named, because she's in the spank bank.
Oh! Yeah, she's quite the hottie there. And she's dabbling in directing. She's directing the new Charlie's Angels. She's playing Bosley also.
Nice. Mm-hmm. But they're going with pretty much three unknowns? Or
no, well, Kristen Stewart.
Yeah.
She's one, and the girl played Princess Jasmine in Aladdin. She's another one.
Yeah, well, unknowns to people over 30. But,
yeah. Yeah, if you didn't watch Twilight, yeah, you don't know who Kristen Stewart is.
Oh, there she is, the bookstore.
Mm-hmm.
Go plant that seed. Plant it with your finger. This is not too realistic, though.
What the hell are the Fun Seekers? These look like these old women books.
I don't know. Can you help me? Are you looking? Is there something I should be looking for?
Is there something I should be looking for?
Well, we have a lot of books. What do you like? Well, we have do it yourself. I'm jumping the gun there, but yeah. I kind of do it yourself. Do you like to do it yourself? Sometimes. Oh my god.
Oh yeah, we find that out for reals later.
I mean, if the mood strikes. Oh. Look how luscious she looks. Oh my god, is the mood striking you now?
Very hachi machi.
Yeah, I've never seen anybody close to her in a bookstore.
No.
What's your name? I'm Beth.
I'm going to the wrong bookstore.
When I go to a bookstore, I see fucking B. Arthur. Say, you, how can I help you? Any books? I do it myself every night.
She's like, I said nothing, and she found me fascinating.
I said nothing, yeah. You wait for it to grow into a plant, then you fuck the plant.
He's still working up the courage to call Trish over there.
Yeah.
Are those Karate Kid dolls he has in the sun? Oh my god. Quite the collection he's got.
I could totally relate to this. Back in the days where you gotta make the call.
Oh yeah. Very awkward.
After five hang-ups in practice, you finally do it.
Talk about laundry detergent.
He's saying he's James. Are you at the top of a tall building? Can you get to the roof quickly?
You know Trish doesn't take any shit. Fuck your mother. Okay, bye.
That was a disaster.
That's a true friend.
The box of porn.
That's a true friend.
Oh, God. Dave's getting rid of his old porn.
What's in the box?
It's my personal collection of erotica. Harry Twatter. God.
She was adorable. Fucking bitch. That's a true friend.
When you moved recently, did you have any VHS tapes lying around?
No, I didn't. Did you ever see School of Rock? Well, this is called School of
Oh, my God. Oh, that's nice. You don't think he's going to say it. Then he says, but it stars Jack Blackcock. You figure, like, oh, that joke was too obvious. That's why I didn't say it. And then they just come out. Oh, it stars Jack Black.
Boner Jams 03.
Boner Jams 03. This is Everybody Loves Raymond. I just like that show. It's probably not supposed to be in there. It's just a good show. I don't want this. Andy's totally prudish. She doesn't.
Were we not? We did not have DVDs.
Oh, look over Rudd's shoulder. There's the Asia poster. Yes. Which will come into play later.
Yes. You're like Asia.
There it is. The action figures. Don't, it loses its value if it if you take them out of its package.
Just let it out. Give it some air, man. Play with it.
Take your box of porn. No. It loses its value if you take it out of its package. Yeah. I used to have somebody got me a figure, an Andy figure, and it was like a Tolkien. And you pressed a button, and it had like 10 of his sayings. Like, yeah, it loses its value if you take it out of its package. And I like women. I respect women. So I completely stay with you. I had like his 10 best sayings.
Dirty pile. Kelly Clarkson. He's like staring at the box.
Ah, there it is. He's lighting the candles. Hello, is it me you're looking for?
He's buttoning up his pajamas.
That's right. He's doing it right. Lighting the candles. He's getting all romantic for a big whack-off session. How is Hello still alive in our tournament?
Yeah, I believe it is. It was an early one. Let me see. I'll find it. It was up against another ballot, I believe. Let's see. Command F.
He's turning the pictures away, so his family pictures, so they don't gotta see him jerk.
Huh. Where the hell is it?
Space nuts.
D's nuts. Well, yeah, with Stormy Daniels right there.
Ah,
he's fast forwarding through the porn.
Oh, Space Nuts! That's an actual movie.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I was totally not into those like parodies and none of that stuff. So.
And he's like watching.
he just says "fuck it" and watches Everyone Loves Raymond. unbelievable. Now we're back to Smart Tech. I like how they just focused on like his Smart Tech friends and all that. They didn't like have like some corny stuff with like Andy's like family, like mother or father. They didn't involve like that into it. They just kept it with these guys. They kept it tight. And here it is. They're trying to get Andy out to lunch. We bought your shirt, man. And they bamboozle him into a friggin' speed date.
Oh, God, yeah.
Ooh, boy. This is another thing I can relate to. I've done this. This is a rough one. For a guy that doesn't like to talk about it, about himself, this is torture for when you get, like, you know, 5 minutes and you have to convince a girl how great you are.
Yeah.
When number one, you're not great, and number two, you hate to talk about yourself.
I had a friend of mine.
It's torture, yeah.
That wanted me to go. I never went. Years ago.
You gotta be like a type A guy that can just talk about himself, and some guys can hang and do it, but not this kid.
This chick's been a lot of things. Like, she's a character actress.
Yeah. Are you fucking? Oh my god.
Are you fucking bad? Stupid?
He tried the same thing that he did with Elizabeth Banks, and it didn't work. Do you want me to be fucking?
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Hello got knocked out by I Want to Know What Love Is.
Figures.
Yeah.
Here it is, and Dave finds
Amy.
Yeah.
It's Mindy Kaling.
Yeah. Gina. It's Gina.
Yes, the great Mo Collins from Mad TV. She's actually on Fear the Walking Dead right now, too. It's like, yeah, like to get y'all, you know, put a little rouge on there, feminine features there. It's just so creepy. We were broken up for like 2 years, man. I don't want to DJ anymore. That's real feminine. That's kind of good for me.
Yeah, Dinah's trying to get him into some strap-on play.
Yeah, take your sack back.
Tuck your sack back. Oh my god.
And then here comes the buddy Cal, just laying into Amy, and she gives him the truth, and he's like, "Well, I didn't know all that, so I'm sorry." And here, Kimberly Page.
Oh my god.
DDP's a former wife there.
Yeah, she's got something popping out there.
Yeah.
Boy, Andy's trying to be a gentleman and trying to cover it up, but got a little nip slip there.
I know. Just nipple.
The spank bank has once again been filled.
I'll tell you,
who was the hottest? Gina was the hottest.
I can't get Gina out of my head.
Fucking Dave is freaking
hammered, man.
There you go, Andy. He's going to the eBay store.
Come on, with your bike helmet on and everything. You know, it's a fun game. Take 3 Excedrin PMs.
And try to work on it. You always win. It's the best part of the game. Uh-oh. Jay's wife, and she's not happy.
His girlfriend, Jill, yeah.
This is classic. My girlfriend found your speed dating card. Oh, yeah, I was looking for that speed dating card. Thank you so much. She goes, "You really talk like this?" She was hurting for a squirting. Oh, yeah, that chick was hurting for a squirting. I wrote that. So you wrote she was a hoe for sure. Oh, I remember that girl. She was a hoe for sure.
Ah, the funny Wayne Peterman.
Yes. Oh my god. With the. Are you a Curb fan?
I've watched some. That's one of those things I gotta watch. I gotta just sit
he was,
down.
He was in one of the best episodes. In first season, I believe.
Wayne Fetterman, that's his name, not Peterman. Yeah. Wayne Fetterman.
Fetterman, yeah.
He's a funny guy. He's on. He appears on one of the other podcasts I listen to regularly, Comedy Film Nerds. So why don't you just back off? You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? I don't have to answer to you. You ain't my bitch. Whoa. I can't have you call her a bitch. He took a little too far.
I don't hang out with him. I just work with him.
And Jay throws him under the bus. You should keep your hoe on a leash. He's like, "Hold on, bro. I can't let you." Hey.
Bitches run wild.
Bitches be running wild. Oh, my God. Dave is off the rails. Putting his ass on the cam, on all the TVs.
Hey, look at your pal.
He's performing a public colonoscopy. That's sweet. I'm going to send him home for the day, and you're going to fill in.
Start selling some shit.
He's like, "Yeah, you're going to have to actually talk to people." Oh, my God.
He's
trying to pull his drawers up, and he shakes his hand. He's like, and then the Michael McDonald DVD just comes on. Coming. Oh my god.
Jay's trying to
just
work
just
again.
Chaos, man. It's tough to keep up, man. Gazelle in the pink top, there it is.
Goes to the old guy I'd talk to. You know, he ain't gonna do it willingly.
Oh my god.
No, I think Kevin Hart's is a small scene, but that might be in the extended edition.
Yeah, that sucks, man. Yeah. That's a real good scene, man, if they cut it from this. Yeah. I know what scene you talk about.
It's going to be real colorful.
Yeah.
You coming?
Yeah.
All right, I'm in.
All right. Oh, these are moods, these freaking guys, man. Oh, my God.
Why weren't we invited to the party? What are we,
what
Al Qaeda?
What are we, Al Qaeda?
No. Go fuck a goat.
Go fuck a goat. Oh, my God. So he invites Andy to this party, and Andy's going to have a big surprise when it's a hotel.
In more than one way. Hey, are you here for Jay's party?
And a callback to one of your previous episodes. That's a man, baby.
I'm every woman.
Yeah, for a comedy, a great soundtrack.
Yeah. It's like, I am Jay's party. A transvestite prostitute is not helping.
Ain't nobody hiring no damn transvestites.
You got a Hummer from the tranny, didn't you?
Aren't we owed one? Because technically we paid her. She had a dick, man.
And I got like one of the Bourne movies going in the background.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, poor Andy's friggin' having a meltdown.
Shut up, Dave.
And they don't care. They're just, they just all. Oh, and Elizabeth Banks is back. She's in Smart Tech. Watching Andy freak out on these three friggin' morons. And she's getting hot looking at him.
Because her hands were as big as
as big as Andre the Giant, and she had an Adam's apple as big as a ball.
So you have no actual proof.
Oh my God.
Come on, that's like a third strike for me. Like, you didn't have the balls. So he's like, okay, fine. Finally got him motivated enough to go over and ask somebody out.
Yeah. All their bad advice and all their... they meant well, but all their... all their meddling got him fucked up. He's trying to get the nerve to go talk to her.
Hey, shake off. And then very early Jonah Hill, too.
Terrific.
One of his first roles, actually.
Yeah.
She's just sitting there drinking coffee, reading a paper, trying not to steal people's shit.
Andy just dropping it. Do you want to go out sometime?
She's like, yes, about friggin' time you got Bill. He came and asked me out.
Here it is, Jonah Hill. Like, he wants to buy some Elton John shoes.
Congratulations. Elton John shoes we have with the fish in the bottom.
Yeah, when he gets the date, Jonah's like, congratulations. He's
like, these are wonderful. I'll take them.
Shoes with the goldfish in them. And she's explaining to him, you know, we don't sell them here. He's like, we sell them on eBay. He's like, I don't get it. He's like, I want to take these home and wear them.
I don't understand. I could just give you money and you could give me these shoes.
So I guess I'll give you some money. And she's like, I know it seems strange. Yeah, I'd just rather buy them from you. She's like, I wish it was that easy. He's like, yeah, but you're not making it easy.
I just want to wear them. All right, playing a little Mortal Kombat. Dave and Cal.
Yeah, this is the famous.
How do I know you're?
Some would say classic. How do I know you're gay? Which nowadays would be a rough one, but.
Mm-hmm. And there's Andy in the other room making the call. She's like, yeah, who's this? She's like, oh, hey.
Yeah, Trish likes him.
Trish the Dish.
Oh, God.
No, you're I'm just celibate. Many conversations it leads to you.
Freaking Dave's got a shirt with himself with his own face on it.
Yeah.
With a beard. Oh, God.
You macrame yourself a pair,
a pair of jean shorts.
You like Coldplay?
Yeah.
Wonder how much this is improvised. There's probably like another like 30 of these insults on the cutting room floor.
Yeah.
And there's Trish making like a big salad. He's like, I don't have our car. I have a bike. She's like, yeah, I love a bike. Like, no, like a bicycle. Yeah, that would be cool. Bicycle. Back to these two guys. You like the movie Made in Manhattan? So you make a dip in a loaf of sourdough bread once. I love it.
Oh, God.
Game carry. Oh, my torso. Oh, yeah. Fatality.
What game are they playing?
One of the Mortal Kombats. I don't know which one exactly. I could ask somebody. I could ask my little personal assistant back there. I don't want to say her name because she starts talking. She started talking when I was on my main event one time. We were talking about Little Miss Bliss. and Scott.
Oh, here's where...
You have more video games than a teenage Asian kid.
Is that the $6 million man's ball? Is that Ox the Goldman? Why do you have that? That's worth a lot of money. That's worth way more. That's much valuable than Steve Austin. He's like, we got to clean this place up if you got a woman here. You framed an Asia poster. How hard did the people at the frame store laugh when you brought this?
Yeah, laugh at me.
Did a laugh.
You like Asia. Cool.
You know how I know you're gay? You like Asia. Cool with the gay. Enough with the gay.
Just tell me what to do. We'll take all this embarrassing stuff out of here.
So it doesn't look like you live in Neverland.
There's nothing in there.
Oh, it's stripped. They stripped the apartment. That's amazing. Oh, God. He's trying not to let her in.
She's looking kind of sexy with those high heels on there.
Yeah, I got a little dress.
She's trying to look around. Like, okay, is he a serial killer or is not?
That's one thing good about the, for me, the rare lunar eclipse occasion, dating in your 40s, 50s, that you could pretty much skip, you don't got to wait to the third date.
Yeah. Yeah, now they're a hibachi.
You're both adults and you just both know what you're there for. You cut right to the chase.
Yeah. It's just punch.
awful. Benihana, that's like my 101st choice out of 100 place to go out to dinner. Yeah, I hate.
You hate Benihana or you just hate hibachi?
No, I don't hate the food. I just hate the whole, you know, sitting near strangers and all that stuff. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, and plus having to wait for the food, you know, having to wait 6 hours while Lee friggin', you know, cuts his schmatz off and throws you a half a shrimp or whatever. And,
yeah, it's like, here, have
some. You gotta open your mouth. It's for kids and shit. Yeah.
Yeah, have your rice. Yeah, my daughter every year wants to go to hibachi. The guy got me with the sake this year. Yeah. And my son got the baby sake. He got the Sprite.
Yeah, it's good. It's for the kids, sure.
Yeah, it's fun. It's also good to embarrass people, though. When you... Yeah.
All right, Andy, yeah.
Yeah.
she's riding. I'm getting on top. She's running with some nice legs, man. Mm-hmm.
You really like kissing, because that's all he's done.
Yeah, he's like a teenager. He's still on first base.
Mm-hmm. It's like, take your pants off. He's like, okay.
Yeah, she took him home. They cut to the chase.
Yeah. She's just like, boom, boom, boom. Do you have protection? I don't like guns.
She thinks he's being funny.
It's like, I have some condoms right there. From when I was married, check the expiration dates. Those nice boy shorts, too. She's got quite the collection there. He's reading the instructions. He can't put over the balls. It doesn't say. Oh, ow.
That's right. I could sympathize.
If I could use your magnum. Sure. He put that down his arm. The hell is she doing the whole time that he's sitting there?
I could sympathize with his pain. That's the one of the classic Seinfeld jokes. They make it so hard to open because it gives the woman one last chance to change her mind.
He blows it up to stick on his schwanz.
He puts in a balloon and then
it pops.
Oh, God. Yeah. Hey, Kat Dennings. Yeah. Yes, a young Kat Dennings. The daughter walks in with her boyfriend.
Get the fuck out of my room.
She's like, you're allowed to have sex, but I'm not. And then her boyfriend's like, oh my God, teach me. He sees all the,
all the
sees
condoms.
All the condoms. Yeah.
He's kind of on his foot.
Dude, teach me.
It's like, nah. Morning.
He's back in his cribs. Back to the usual routine, waking up with a friggin'. Poor Andy. Pissing all over himself.
Oh, gross.
Poor Andy.
Back in Smart Tech.
This thing's killing him now.
And Paul's like, I'm gonna take care of this guy. This is also one of Jane Lynch's first. There's a lot of breakouts in this movie.
Yeah, such a great cast he put together.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they had all done like other stuff, like character work, but this was like, you know, you don't forget these performances because they're so funny. You ever hear the term "fuck buddy"? Well, it's a special friend who you fucked. No, I've never heard that term.
Guatemalan gardener.
Javier.
Guantanamo. He made passionate, gentle love to me for the first time.
He serenaded me. Really, that's...
Yeah, this is another one that really wouldn't fly today. She's talking about getting railed at 14.
By the Guatemalan gardener,
yeah,
I guess.
That'd be another tough sell today.
She's like, remember it.
Okay.
He's like, yeah, very uncomfortable.
Nah, Andy's not in on this.
All right, you mull it over.
Nah, Andy ain't feeling that. And then wake up, Dave. Rush Dave. Passed out on the couch. Oh, my God. He's telling him about the date. It was a disaster. I couldn't get the condoms to work. One of them exploded on my balls. And then her kid walked in the room. She was hiding the kid from you.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, you don't want no baby drama.
Well, you know, he's in prison right now. Jay's got some dark shit going on outside of Smart Tech.
Yeah, he's a player.
You tell her you're a virgin. Test her out. Sweet. I like that, because then I know you don't have chlamydia.
That's the problem when you're struggling and you go to advice from your boys, but your boys have an easier time getting there, so they really can't give you, they really don't know how hard you're struggling. So.
No, it can be difficult, trust me. I was there.
All you're trying to do right now is bust off this first nut. I watched this movie called Liar Liar, and the message was don't lie, and that was a smart movie.
Yeah, that's the right thing.
He's painting his little figures.
He's back there. Got a lot of shit in that little apartment, I'll tell you. Oh, there's the old couple. Love them.
Hey, Andy, you watching Surviving? Oh, you got a date? They're like shocked. He usually watches Survivor with them. He's like, hey, tape it for me.
All right, we'll do.
That boy's going to get laid. My man's going to get it on tonight. Yes, sir. You better get on me, too.
What is wrong with this woman? Mercy, mercy, mercy.
Oh, tremendous. Even that couple there, they're only in a hot few scenes, but they're terrific, too. Just everything clicks here.
And she, like, kind of gets him off the hook.
Yeah. Every scene just moves. You know, there aren't too, like, overlong scenes, and just quick hitting. So she's apologizing for that she didn't tell him about her daughter. And
he's like, maybe we should wait. And he's like, you know what? I think that's a good idea.
She's saying she's got another kid too that has a kid, so she's not just a MILF, she's a GILF.
There you go. 42. She's got three, and one has a kid. Thank God, I couldn't imagine being a grandparent right now. I told my daughter, I said, wait till you're in your late 20s at the earliest. Come on.
That's rough, man.
Yeah, I was just shy of 30 when she was born. Maybe we should hold off a physical party. He's like, you know what? That's a fantastic idea. Why didn't I think of that? No way, because... here's the thing.
Sex can really complicate things. Yeah, with all his toys and his bike and his figure, he just learned to live without it.
Yeah. By the third date, they'd be like, I'm out of here. 3 dates, make it 10 dates.
Andy's trying to push back the goalposts.
Yeah. That you know, he's going for that delay of game so you could have a little more room to punt. It's going to be hard for you, not as much as you think.
And he's trying to make up for all that time he missed in high school. not kissing.
Are you guys doing it? Is it safe?
Now I see the other daughter. Oh, Kat Dennings. She would grow into...
Quite the buxom young lady.
What was the one with Michael Sarah, Nick Gonora's playlist?
Infinite Playlist, yeah.
Yeah, that's real good. That's real good. I like that.
Yeah, she's been funny in things she's in. You know, she was actually not terribly annoying in the Thor movies. Served her purpose. That's sick. You just carry an ear around, right? Put a rubber ear in your pocket all day, just waiting to use it.
Andy's doing magic tricks to me.
Yeah.
Impressed the little girl, but the older one ain't having it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it doesn't have a car and does magic. Ooh.
Yeah, she's making it. She's...
He could actually hold his own with her, the teenager.
He's got a tantric sex book.
Idiot's guide to tantric sex.
Let's talk on the phone with Kyle. Kyle's like smoking a joint, and he's had a typewriter.
Andy's excited. She has 3 kids. He's like, "What?" He's like, "What are you talking about?" So she's like, "Grandma."
They never really explored what is like Kyle writing on his typewriter. What is he? He was trying to write movies.
I don't know. Maybe he's writing a manifesto. Who knows?
And then he tells her, "Yeah, she's a hot grandma."
First he likes to join. Now he's smoking a bunk. I mean, this guy's
just stays baked.
You should just fuck her on her plastic covered couch while she watches Murder She Wrote.
She'll find it. Rogan was probably smoking for real.
Fuck her, then she'll send you a $12 check for your birthday. All the grandma jokes. And Andy's starting to kick ass as a salesman.
Yeah, Paul is giving him his props.
This is bullshit.
Fucking mooge.
Fucking mooge.
Paul is getting into his personal life. Oh, I understand you have a girlfriend. I'm very happy for you. You're still a virgin?
I don't like to talk about my personal life. Yeah, you're still a virgin.
My door is always open.
So to speak.
I'm very discreet, but I'll haunt your dreams.
And she smells them.
Ugh.
Was promoting Cal, and he interviews this hot chick.
Oh yeah, of course. For what's your experience with electronics? I have electronics in my home. And Cal's like, perfect. You got the job.
You're hired.
Oh my god. Yes.
Oh, here's a Kevin Hart movie. Kevin Hart movie.
Yes. I'm also going to need to extend for the price of on the house. That I can't do. Oh, this is.
I was trying to play the card, if you know what I mean.
Oh. Now you're being condescending. You've been warned.
Let's move forward amicably.
You're throwing too many big words at me. So I'm going to take them as disrespect. Watch your mouth and help me with the stare. Today's Aziz, today's forecast, dark and cloudy. Chance of drive-by. Nah, you see they cut it on this. The extended scene is...
Again, yeah, Kevin Hart. No, he was on relatively unknown at that time.
Yeah.
And Jay, girlfriend dumped him, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
It's gonna be all right. Now Jay's like totally reversed. You gotta leave the sex out of it.
I know, man. Friggin' Andy's. Aziz, you know, I know you because you're holding each other over so gently. Fucking Aziz. Now Andy's showing off his skills, his cooking skills, and he's winning over the daughter even.
Right? Yeah.
Breaking out, buying him some action figures.
Yeah. Or maybe giving him some of his action figures, and he's kind of like, you kind of see him like a little uncomfortable, like, oh boy.
Should have been somebody, believe it, another great song.
He's teaching how to drive.
I never thought I could feel so free. Who could it be?
She gets a bike. Then he hits a pothole. Ooh. That's gotta hurt.
Yeah, they can't have Andy. They can't have Andy looking too cool for too long. Uh-oh. Now she's starting to act too girlfriendy.
Yeah.
What are your goals? You can't be. You don't want to work at Smartech all your life, do you?
Yeah. I want to open a stereo store. She's like, how about selling all your shit?
Yeah. She's trying to get him to sell Oscar Goldman.
I just sold a guy's G.I. Joe for like $1,000. Do you have any of those? Yeah, I have 47.
In the original boxes.
It's kind of like, yeah, okay.
There it is.
Oh, Stay Puft.
Stay Puft, yep.
Oh, this one, man. Now how hard it is to keep shit in the original boxes when you're a kid?
Yeah.
Aquaman. Wonder if Todd Weber has that figure.
That's why only adults have stuff in the original boxes.
I know.
Adult kids.
Yeah, I actually have a collection too, but I took them out because I'm like, I ran out of room. Not to go too deep, but collecting stuff like that got me through like the rough parts of my marriage when it was falling apart. And I started hiding them, so I had to take them out of the boxes because I was running out of space.
it was good you had hobbies and stuff.
Yeah.
Keep your mind off it.
Yeah, whatever works. You know, some people drink, some people do this. I decided just to go out and collect figures.
Yeah. Andy's in a suit. What's going on?
Yeah. What's happening? Oh. She wants birth control.
She wants to get it in. Mm-hmm.
Oh my god. So I was a mistake. No, your sister was the mistake.
Yeah, even with the makeup running down her face, still looks cute.
Well, with the, you know, the top she's wearing helps, too.
We're not being creepy. She was old enough at this time, right? She was 19 when...
I'm sure she was.
She was 19 playing a 16-year-old.
Let's see. Just to make you feel better, I'm gonna look up Kat Dennings. So this came
either
out...
Either way, it's creepy, but what are you going to do?
Yes, she was 19. She was born in 1986.
I wasn't lusting after her at this movie, but I'll lust after her in her later movies. After she turned 21. He takes it to the clinic with the... Andy's looking at all the body parts.
All the models.
He should have had a change of clothes for the clinic. She's wearing like Doomy boots and a short skirt to the clinic.
Well, she changed her clothes out of the tight shirt.
The top she was coming out. Yeah, but now she's got a little short skirt and Doomy boots.
Yeah.
This is another good character. The guy from Reno 911. What's that? Oh, Ketchner too. Oh,
yeah, David Ketchner's in, and then there's his wife. That's Carell's wife is the therapist.
Right, and the guy from Reno 911, what's the actor's name escapes me.
Let's see. Wait till they click back on him.
Yeah. There he is.
Oh, that guy?
Yeah.
I've known him from a few things. How do I stop her menstrual cycle? You want her to stop her? Yeah, just for a few years.
I don't think that's a good idea. if you don't.
If I
lose it, do you lose it? She's totally embarrassed.
Lots of activities. What kind of activities?
he's supposed to be there for the daughter, and he's trying to get info.
Outer
course. What is that?
Yeah, what is that? What is that? Explain in detail.
I prefer.
He really does. Just like his old man.
You
can dry hump. Wow, that sounds like fun. Masturbation.
Play with a friend. Oh my God! Shut up. There's a little Sam Roberts right there.
Which are you from? He does look like Sam Roberts. Wait, you're a virgin?
Oh yeah, you tapped that, Seth. You think you're cool with your little Jufro? And then Andy says, "I'm a virgin too," and they're all laughing at him.
He's like, yeah, it's a personal choice.
You're putting the pussy on a pedestal. That's there. The second time I heard that. She storms out, and he's like, okay.
I get this on the website, right? Okay.
And then Sam Roberts asks, do you have any extra large condoms? And the dad's like, oh, yeah, Seth, for your little tiny penis.
She calls him out. Nope, no, you didn't. You're a virgin. How can you tell? Don't tell your mom. He's trying to figure out, like, I'm working on it.
Cal's new assistant. Oh my God. A smoke show. And she's wheeling out, like, these big TVs.
Yeah, hires her for David. And there's an ultrasound playing.
Jay's showing off his new baby.
Looks like Poltergeist. Look at this dick. He's got not even 4 months. You know what? He's going to be packing by the time he's 30. Yeah, like a part. It looks like Doppler radar. Everybody's dick looks big on a 60-inch TV. My sister's dick looks big on a 60-inch TV.
Oh man, moose. I think I don't know if it's coming or that's another one that might be on the extended version when he's like, tell me something, Jay. When your child is born, is he already on parole?
That's coming up.
Because
he goes to the party after they have the fight.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
What's the name? Survivor? No.
The Apprentice? Oh, God. Huh? 20th date.
Wow. He's like, oh, shit, I know what that means. I think we're at 18.
Yeah, he's trying to push it back.
Yeah. And she basically tells her, you know, she's falling in love with him, and he's like, oh boy.
All over the figures.
Yeah. And then he like kind of freaks out.
Yeah.
It's like, no, it's really important.
Once the integrity of the box gets compromised.
They're not fucking toys. I got this when I was in the second grade. He like just finally freaks out. He's like, I don't want to sell my toys. Oh. I'm not trying to change you. Einstein rode a bike.
who he fucked, by the way.
Was it dressed up like Thor for you to have sex with me?
Yeah, she's pissed because she threw herself at him and he... She kind of feels rejected in a way.
Yeah, and she's trying to figure out what the hell, why is he not wanting to have sex? You are so mean. Yeah, I've been there many times with this kind of craziness. That's the way homie's gonna play it.
On his bike again.
You shouldn't ride your bike angry.
Running red lights. Oh God, man. Andy's suicidal. Jeez.
Yeah. You And then all smart tech is out hanging out. Here's your scene, John. You're gonna go hit on Bernadette.
You're gonna flick. It's gonna flick it.
That hurts too, man. Because it's like that's when you get grazed. Sometimes that's worse than getting hit full on. It's like, did I just hit my? And it's like, oh. I hired a 90-pound girl working in the stockroom at Smart Tech. She can't even lift an iPod. Now, that's a friend. Hire a hot girl for him. And Ron's looking all sloppy over there. He starts flicking his dick.
Did you just flick me in the nuts? I flicked you in the fleshy patch where your nuts used to be.
Okay, I'll stop. It starts punching your nuts. Well played, sir. That's a good friend. You can just smack the shit out of him. He's just like, okay. Here you go. Moosh.
Oh, yes.
That baby looks back and says, "Hey, good
when
jeans."
When your son is born, is he already on parole? I fucking blew it. I'm sorry.
It's like, yeah, it's all right. It's Andy's just downing these and not even wincing.
Yeah. I need some poo.
I need some poo. Yes, so right. I need chocolate sugar. Maybe Cal's just like, oh boy. They make one person go, that, 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 that. And the other person says, what are you talking about? How much have I had to drink? How many pots have you smoking? How many times have you gone to the bathroom in your life? Fuck you. Wait, no, you're a good guy. Now he's like telling all, they were right all along. And they're all like, no, we weren't. They all feel bad. Now you gotta go hunt for
some hoes.
Is he gonna be right? No, I don't think.
Oh yeah, he's... Dave's getting on with the new trick.
Yeah. Cal said you were celibate. No, I just said it so you wouldn't have me anymore.
Oh my god.
And who's he run into?
Oh, Elizabeth Spanks.
Hey, looky, I can see through your shirt. Nice.
She's got a nice pink top on.
There you go.
That only goes to her belly button.
Yeah, with the dark bra underneath.
Oh, tremendous. Hope you have a big trunk because I'm putting my bike in it.
Hey-o. Let's go.
She's depressed talking to her daughter.
Yeah. Like, I thought you hated him. I don't hate him.
He's just weird.
But he makes you happy, even though he's a big dork.
Yeah, this is sweet, mother-daughter.
Bow chicka wow wow.
Oh my god, he still didn't do anything with his friggin' hair.
It's kind of a wild room she got there with that funky aquarium and all that.
Wild bra, too. Mm-hmm. Jeez.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a nice little pink and black bra there, a little heart foundation.
You're gonna talk about a pink and black attack, huh? I want to shave you. I want to shave your head. Like, come on, let's get in the tub. Okay.
Yeah, she's got the fish tank going on.
Mm-hmm.
Andy's about to get it on, and
okay, man. She's a whoa! I love his reaction. Like, holy shit, you really fucking hit me.
She's taking his belt and whipping him, man. Andy's just starting to sober up. He's like, uh-oh, I got a psycho here. Beth.
She like pulls off his lip almost. He's kind of like, what do you like? Yeah, he is so not ready for her. He's like, it's like somebody from the performance center going up against, like, you know, somebody on Raw. And Trish is on her way.
Liz Spanks isn't giving Mr. Skin any shots here. The bubbles are conveniently covering.
Yeah.
But she's going for the old shower massage.
Yeah.
Which I hear is some women's best friend.
Eh? Yeah, she really knows how to use that shower head. He's like, wow, this is...
It's a little too much for Andy.
Yeah.
And also he's realizing he can't please a woman as much as she's pleasing herself. It's going to be a lost cause. That's why he's like, fuck it. And then
I love that. Like, what are you doing here? We came because we were concerned.
And now I could not give a fuck. I didn't even know where she is. I hid it. Never gave the key back. Friggin' Jay.
This girl is a freak. Huh? You think?
Andy's like, I don't even know what I'm doing anymore. All I know is that woman scares the shit out of me. I just want to go home.
Mm-hmm. So I'll go home. Let's go home. And Cal's like, yeah. Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, about time. Cal didn't get any action all movie. And,
yeah.
Hey, Cal. Poor drunken Andy on his bicycle, all confused.
Yeah, it's at the point he was probably sober for like a minute while he was like yelling, and then all of a sudden then it hits him again.
And Trish is in his house.
Yeah.
And Trish is judging him and she finds his porn.
Those are David's.
Yeah.
I think he has a problem.
But Boner Jam.
So three. Yeah.
He compiled all the best boner scenes, I guess.
This is what it looks like.
Oh, my gosh.
What's that? Oh, vagina. What do you do with this? To learn.
It's for medical purposes. It's a Mentos. He goes, this is your roofie? It's a Mentos.
They're the fresh maker.
You're some kind of sexual pervert, some deviant.
Like, I haven't even tried sex with you. Are you trying to murder me? You need to get a new carpet.
She's freaked out. She runs out. Andy can't catch a brick.
Yeah.
He goes chasing after with his bike.
He gets on that bike pretty quick with the helmet on.
Yeah. This gets a little off the rails here. This is where Apatow.
Yeah.
Same thing with Knocked Up and Eddie. Comedies work well when they're 90 minutes. Now we're kind of stretching like to 2 hours. And
yeah. Three.
Same yeah, thing with his later ones, like Knocked Up, and then when he got real bad with like Funny People. And
this is 40. Yeah, This Is 40 was so fucking hard.
Horrible.
I've never watched Funny People all the way through.
It's like two different movies. Yeah. It's good like when they have like the comedians get together, mm-hmm. but it's bad when it's like Sandler.
Yeah.
Actually, the Sandler parts are real rough when he's trying to get.
And we'd hear the moment playing, and now Andy just goes through both sides of that billboard.
Yeah, Andy friggin' is a mess.
Yep, just gonna need a minute.
I'm in a lot of pain right now.
There are two sides, and they both hurt equally. Okay. No, I'm not. He finally admits it, I'm a virgin.
She's like, that's a good thing, huh?
Yeah, it means you're not a serial killer. It's okay, I thought you were just trying to kill me. She tells him she loves him. Aww.
Get the fuck out of the road, virgin.
Shut the fuck up, you fucking jerk. No, I was waiting for you. Aww.
Nice romantic kiss in the middle of L.A. traffic.
Yeah. Nice little pan and zoom out. White, slow white. White dissolve there.
Quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're at the
wedding.
Yeah, we're at the wedding. Jay with his lovely pregnant wife.
Yeah. Dude sells us $500,000. That's crazy, right? We're going to get some fucking toys.
Andy's dressed in virgin white, too. Wedding. All right.
Hey, Elizabeth Spanks is with Cal.
Yeah, and Rhodes with the other hottie. They all did. They all did all right.
Yeah.
And Andy's getting ready for his honeymoon.
There you go.
There's a guy vacuuming the room.
I'm buffing the Marvel. I'll be there about half an hour. You can come sit down and wait if you want.
Unbelievable. He's buffing the floor. He can't make it up. Dude, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Now Andy's about to pop his cherry.
Yes. Andy, finally. He's ready for it. He's comfortable. And realistically, it would probably be over in 17 seconds.
Probably.
But they take some poetic license and, and 1 minute. Oh, okay, 1 minute later.
Yeah, 1 minute later. So like, yeah, that was good.
Andy's in good shape though. He could probably go for a round two.
Glad his hair grew back all on it.
Yeah.
You want to try again? Okay. Are you ready?
2 hours later. Wow.
She looks kind of beat up.
Andy put in some work then.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Look at the age of Aquarius.
Yeah. And the moon.
Guide the planets. I can't sing.
Yeah.
This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius. Age of Aquarius.
Aquarius.
I love how they brought everybody back for this part too. Jordan Hill and Mindy Kaling.
Cow without a shirt. I guess an homage. Apatow must have been a fan of the movie Hair, I guess. Yeah. And the sunshine.
The credits roll.
Credits roll, yeah. Went by quick, man.
Yeah. Very fun movie. Paul Rudd pre Ant-Man bod.
Yeah, but even then, he had no qualms about taking a shirt. Yeah. Oh, Cedric Yarbrough was the actor in the clinic scene.
Ah. They even have what's-her-face at the wedding. Apatow's wife's character. See? Porn star Stormy Daniels. There you go.
Yep.
Awesome. Fun movie, yeah. Man.
Yes, sir.
No, I am not watching Murder Mystery Netflix.
I got Aziz Ansari came on.
Well, the trailer was about to come on.
Yeah, I guess it goes to my next on a wish list. But, it's not going to be enough much Netflix for the rest. Summer's too nice right now.
Yeah, well, you got Glow coming up.
Yeah.
That'll be a quick one, though.
Yeah, it'll be quite quick.
Oh, God. Awesome. Awesome movie. So, before we get out of here, John, we talked about it a little bit earlier, but you want to say where you can be heard coming up?
At the end of the month, probably next time, Roger's probably on hiatus. Mr. Chris Golo will probably get into that Pop Goes to Movies. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, we're looking at. And I'll be back on the main mothership, Survivor Series 89-ish, by the end of July. And we'll be getting Year in Pop 77 maybe August.
Yeah, probably. Maybe
August. Yeah.
Try to get that in before Labor Day, you know.
So, I try not to overexpose myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we go through waves. Like I said, this is like my third night in a row, but I hadn't recorded in 2 weeks almost, probably.
Nah, this was awesome. Thanks again.
Yeah, great. Yeah.
I'm glad I got into season one, and hopefully we'll get renewed, and the ratings will be okay for my episode, and I think I can sneak into season two.
Yeah, I have a feeling this is going to be one of the more downloaded episodes of Laughing Theater. I could say anytime you see J.R. Sunil D'Amato on the marquee, everything's okay. All right, so for me, we got Year in Pop 76 just went up. John mentioned we'll get 77 out within, hopefully, before the summer's over. Great Debate number 6 should be going up very soon, as with Scott Criscolo, Jordan Duncan, and Nick Duke. Keep an eye out for Pop Goes the Movies, well, new releases. You should see a Spider-Man coming soon, Lion King, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, just like Johnny said, we got Hobbs and Shaw. So the summer's not over. Plenty of great content over here on the Peace Munition feed. Don't forget to subscribe to our feed. Something we all talk about enough. On iTunes, rate and review us. You know, give us some positive rating. That helps us out over there on the iTunes. Go to PlaceMunition.com for new articles up all the time. Every Friday now, we're doing our tribute to 1994, since it's 25 years since that fine year occurred in our history. And yeah, just pay attention and vote in the 80s tournament. That's all. So, I want to thank you again, Mr. D'Amato, for joining me tonight in the Laughing Theater.
The pleasure was all mine.
Oh, no. It was mine. But for now, everybody else out there, thank you for listening. Thank you for joining us. But for now, the theater is closed, and we'll see you at the next showing. Take care, everybody.
Aquarius.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Place to Be Nations, JT Rosero and Chad Campbell here. We want to let you know that we have over 24 podcasts available on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and PlaceToBeNation.com. We now offer them to you on two great feeds. On the Place to Be Nation Wrestling feed, we dive into topics running the gamut from today's WWE to the glory days of yesteryear and the ins and outs of the territory days. In addition to our full-length shows, we also deliver to you special pod blasts on topics old and new.
The Place to Be Nation Pop feed is a veritable treasure trove of great content. Offer tremendous shows covering the land of movies, television, life, comics, and sports, brought to you by the most knowledgeable and insightful folks in the podcast world.
You can find all of these current shows, plus archives of our previous podcasts over the past 8 years as well, by subscribing to our feeds on iTunes. And while there, be sure to rate and leave feedback as well. All of these shows, plus others, available at PlaceMation.com, where we cover pro wrestling, sports, movies, comics, plus in-depth stretch projects and more. Be sure to support our site by using www.PlaceMation.com/Amazon while doing your online shopping. And be sure to join us at our forum at Bigelow34.proboards.com. For all sorts of wrestling, sports, and pop culture discussion each and every day, where you can make your voice heard. We also want to thank our friends at Boneheads Wing Bar, ProWrestlingOnly.com, and TheHistoryOfWrestling.com. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr as well. PlaceStation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.